We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The following is intended for bizarre audiences only. Welcome to the Midnight Library.
Greetings, my dear guest. I am your hallowed host, Miranda Merrick. Tonight's reading will be very unique, as it will have a middle, an ending, another middle, and a final ending. And all of it will be spooky, daring fun. Just trust me and stay with us. And everything will be just fine. I have a little something different for you tonight, my lovelies. Something else for you. A short cautionary tale on the subject of haunted, or let's say, occupied houses. It's always astonishing to me that relatively bright and sane people will enter or break into and traipse through what they know to be a haunted, cursed, or even protected dwelling. It seems some people are just drawn to dangerous places. They crave the experience of encountering ghostly or otherworldly beings, even going so far as to try to make contact, disturb, or to have a mystical or frightening experience on purpose. Some enter these forbidden premises in order to purloin precious items, to gain knowledge, or to steal something as trivial as a doorknob, as a macabre souvenir. I do not recommend this. As for ghosts, two historically famous murder houses that were supposedly haunted jump to my mind immediately. They are the Villisca House and the Lizzie Borden House. Both of these homes gained their notoriety by first having been the scenes of absolutely bloody beyond belief axe murders that were coldly committed within them. These grisly happenings then, presumably, infused the houses with evil or cruel energy, or, in some cases, diabolical hosts. Briefly, the Borden House had an adult man and woman so viciously thrashed by an axe that their remains could not be immediately identified by looking at their faces, because they no longer had faces. So you see how this kind of malicious action, the taking of lives, could affect this structure. In the Villisca House, Villisca is the town. But the entire Moore family and two young guests, a total of 8 people, being 2 adults and 6 children, were maniacally slaughtered by an axe-wielding murderer who lay in wait for them to fall asleep before chopping them to ribbons. Neither of these savage murders were ever solved. Not a single person was punished for committing the brutal crimes. Both houses simply absorbed their horrors. Both houses were later rumored to be the scene of eerie vibes, glowing windows, wispy phantoms, and dithering orbs. Not to mention the reports of echoing cries and shrieks and screams of sheer terror heard by the neighbors and by those simply passing by. Each property, for many years, having its share of wide-eyed looky-loos, window peepers, nosy prowlers, and even bold intruders, hoping to stir the spirits of the murdered souls residing inside. Can you imagine doing this? I hope not. On the subject of otherworldly creatures, or even those in league with dark forces, several structures associated with the Pendle Witches in England, where 11 people lived, then were tried in a finger-pointing court, and 10 were hung for witchcraft. Several structures have been unearthed, preserved, and in one case, even reburied, to protect them from people trouncing around through them at will. Or, worse, holding amateur seances in hopes of disturbing the supernatural or demonic beings who may well dwell there. This is exceptionally dangerous fire to play with, my lovelies. Believe it or not, our very own Midnight Library is thought by some to be prime picking for just such ill-advised adventures. All of these years, breeding all of these rumors you've heard about wily witches, devious demons, sinister spirits, mortifying monsters, and frothy-mouthed fiends, and veritable throngs of sacred mystical books that call up and instruct the bedeviled divine ones on how to proceed and succeed in this victim-rich landscape. Excuse me. Anyway, I know that it's extremely popular nowadays for certain people or groups of people to take part in something referred to as urban exploring and to record these, some say daring, I say foolish activities, and then to post them in a braggadocious fashion for other fools to ogle themselves silly over. I should like to express to you again, no matter how attractive or irresistible the luscious lore and rampant rumors are, just how dangerous and sometimes deadly this flippant, airheaded activity can be. Because of how precious you are to me. So, please, I appeal to your most basic and fundamental instincts of common sense and self-preservation. When I say to you, please, do not be drawn into the haunted or wicked places. Do not wander beyond the cordoned off areas. Do not be charmed by the feral kittens. Please do, however, follow gallant Mr. Darling and trust him to lead you safely out of the library. Good night, my dear guest. Good night.
Excellent reading tonight, madam. Will you take tea?
Not just now, darling. Something seems off in the house. There's a presence. Can you feel it? It seems,
daft?
That's it, daft. Goofy, even. I'll check my crystal ball.
Right. I'll do a trot through the corridors.
Look at this. Did you see this?
Oh, my God. These books, it looks like they're all, like, ancient wisdom or something.
I mean,
like,
I can't. There's so much stuff in here. There's so much good stuff in here, dude.
I can't make out a single thing. This is all different. I don't even know if these are real languages.
These could be made-up languages, but I'm sure Google has tons of translation options now. You could probably Google Glass some of this stuff.
Do you think it's brave or crazy looking for material for our show beyond the cordoned off areas of the Midnight Library?
I don't know, but look at these. These are framed obituaries.
Aw, they must have really liked those people.
Chris, these obituaries are for people that are still alive. We know some of these people.
Oh, well that's even better. Let me jot this down in my notebook.
Oh my God, look at the title of this book. Head Spikes for Dummies. Never put the wrong size head on the wrong spike again, it says. It's by Vlad the Impaler, okay? This guy knows things about impaling.
He does, but that can't be real. It doesn't matter. I'm writing it down anyway. Let's keep going. Careful, it's real dark.
Oh, God, stop it, Chris.
Stop what?
Stop taking advantage of the dark. Stop touching me.
Dude, I'm in front of you.
That's true. Well, let me see. Let me turn around. Oh, it's a kitty. Oh, my God. Come here, little buddy. Are you lost? What's your deal?
Ed, Miranda said never play with the feral kittens.
This thing isn't feral. It's a little kitty boo-boo face. Hey, come here, you non-feral cat. Mr. Fluffy Foo-Foo Face.
Ed, he's glowing. Put the cat down.
Oh, it bit me. Or stung me. I can't see. It did something to me. It's... Oh, my God. It sprayed me in the eyes.
Good evening, gentlemen. Now, what might you be doing beyond the cordoned-off areas when you were expressly warned never to do this?
Oh, Mr. Darling. Thank goodness that you're here. We're really lost.
Right. What seems to be the problem, Mr. Vokola?
My eyes are watering for no reason. Maybe allergies? But who's to say? Dust? Spiderwebs? There's a lot of that going on down here, too.
I see. You're either insinuating that the forbidden areas aren't clean enough for you, or you're lying. Which is it, Mr. Vokola?
Yeah, which one is it, Ed?
Thanks, Chris. Well, sir, there was this little cat, and...
You were also warned never to play with the feral kittens, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
I see you're taking notes, Mr. Kulari. The pair of you wouldn't be snooping back here, hoping to find scary subjects for that show you host. Now, would you? What's it called again?
Scared all the time.
Yes. The Midnight Library has just the sort of content you're looking for, doesn't it? Well, I'm not hungry at the moment, so I do believe we'll see what Ms. Merrick thinks should be done with you. This way, gentlemen.
Dude, just say he wasn't hungry?
It's a weird thing to say.
Enter.
Your instincts were correct, madam.
Mm-hmm.
May I present for your displeasure Mr. Edward Volcola and Mr. Christopher Colari. I found them wandering in the historical heroes of pillaging section.
Oh?
Taking notes.
Notes? My, 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 my. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Miss Merrick.
You know there's a reason why we discourage our guests from straying beyond the cordoned off areas, don't you? But both of you still seem to be in possession of your eyes and internal organs, so you must not have met with my grandmother Annie or a goon. Still, something should be done to correct your behavior.
Shall I prepare the Spanish donkey for two, madam?
Hey, we love donkeys.
No, we don't, Ed. A Spanish donkey is a medieval torture device.
Oh no.
Oh, I don't imagine we need to do something that drastic. Besides, the maids haven't scraped the guts off of it from the last time, so...
Well, I believe the pair of anguish is clean.
Well, seeing that our gents survived as long as they have, I should like to impress upon them that they should not betray us by talking about what they may have imagined they saw on their brief adventure in our library. Maybe there's a way to let them live.
Yes, living
is
amazing.
We love living, we love life, we love being alive. Let's do that.
Let's do it. Let's keep it going.
Dinner at the Broom and Fang?
I'll get my hat.
Whoa, is this better? I'm not sure this is better.
Wow, I have never seen so many freaks and monsters. Oh look, there goes a headless waiter. How does he repeat the orders back?
Oh, Nosferatu hostess, Ed. Nosferatu hostess.
Oh, hello.
Stop gawking. Act like you've been here before, gentlemen. And it's Nosferatu. She's a very nice girl. Now please, sit down and act normal.
What's in this little jar?
Oh my god, it's fingers.
Well, yes, it's a courtesy finger dish. Only, don't throw the bones on the floor. It's not that kind of establishment.
I've gone ahead and ordered the Jekyll and Hyde sampler platter.
Oh, lovely.
Ah, here it is.
Ooh, I'll just take one of... Oh, where are my manners? Guests first.
Oh, no, we couldn't.
No.
Possibly. I'm not even that hungry.
I'm not hungry at all.
The lady said, guests first, gentlemen.
I'll eat the inside out thing if you'll eat the pulsing thing.
Oh, my God. This is...
That's it. Get it all down.
Oof, I don't feel so good. My teeth feel like wet paper. Is that normal?
I'm fine. I just remembered my party trick. Watch me switch my eyes around.
And down in 3, 2, 1.
Oof.
Well done. Shall we leave them to their fate and take part in the blood drinker's poker, madam? It's about to begin.
That sounds divine, darling. Positively divine.
Oh, my head. Where are we?
We're in some kind of dirt hole.
Oh, it's a grave. Chris, we're in a freaking grave.
You know I'm afraid of being buried alive. We talked about this very thing on the show.
Yeah, more than one episode, which is why I didn't do this to us.
Then how do we get here? Wait, there's a note pinned to your neck.
Oh, my neck? What's it say?
Thank you for the fabulous evening out, gents. The two of you really know how to have fun. We're lucky to have you as our reliable, trusted, sensible friends who would never tell or talk about the things in the Midnight Library that they know they shouldn't, or else. That part's underlined. Let's do it again sometime. Love, Randy and John.
Who the hell are Randy and John?
Miranda Merrick and John Darling. It's all coming back to me now.
Oh, right. There was a kitten. And then I think I saw Miranda in her nightgown. Then I ate something that grabbed my tongue? No, that's not what happened. I woke up on the floor of some monster-filled pub. The Broom and Fang pub. I worked there, I think? Oh my god, I remember the whole thing now. Some headless waiter kicked me into a horrific kitchen, slapped a bloody apron on me. Oh god, I was there the entire night. I was draining victims, make these bloody cocktails for grinning vampires, and I stuffed a demon in a cake so it could pop out and bite some ghoul in the face. I don't know if it was the ghoul's birthday. I don't know the rules. I think I also might have served a flaming head in a platter to a coven of witches, and you didn't even help me. I just remember you sat in the booth winking at Nosferatu all night.
No. I wasn't there. I was condemned to the lighthouse.
The lighthouse? This village doesn't even have a lighthouse.
It does, too. I was there. I was there for centuries. I alone kept the light in perpetual night. Never a ship, never a human to greet me. Only a dreary moon that lit a sea of rancid blood bubbling and festering with putrid entrails. If I dared to sleep, I was tormented by screaming ghouls, my eyes pecked out of my head each dreadful time by some ungodly crow creature with human hands that wrung my neck as it drove its daggered beak through my eyes and slashed my brain!
Oh, geez. Well, I could have sworn you were at the pub. My bad.
What should we do?
I know what we're not gonna do. We're gonna follow that note's advice, and we're not telling anyone about what we saw, okay?
Right. No, I know. We are going back to the Midnight Library, though, right?
Oh, yeah, you know it, dude. Yeah, totally. Hey, do you think they'd hire me full-time at the Broom and Fang pub? Because I think what happened counts as experience, and that experience should look good in a resume, and I can use the work, so I think we should head over there, you know? Just see what's going on, really. If they're hiring, if they offer good insurance.
Ugh, man, I don't really want to go back there.
I'm pretty sure I can get you Nosferatu's number.
Ooh, I'm in.
I knew that would get you back there, because I know how much you need new platonic friends.
Madam, did the village really used to have a lighthouse?
It certainly did, darling. It was called Fiona's Pitch, after my great-grandmother, who was famous for being a keeper there.
Your grandmother? A sainted lighthouse keeper? A witch protecting lives? How can that be?
Just the opposite, silly. Every time the flame was lit, she'd fly right out to it and blow it out.
So, Fiona kept the lighthouse pitch black. I get it. Still, it was good of the town to name it after her, right?
My grandmother crashed 10 ships and drowned 900.
You're right. Credit where credit's due.
Uh-huh. The Midnight Library would like to thank Chris Kulari and Ed Vocola from Scared All the Time, and everyone at Astonishing Legends. This special reading was written and produced by me, Miranda Merrick, and I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have found joy and terror by visiting our unique library, I invite you to join me beyond the cordoned off areas in our also unique Patreon. I solemnly swear on a stack of ancient grimoires that I will personally greet you there and that you can reach me anytime you care to write. Our patrons get everything first. Visit patreon.com/midnightlibrary. If Patreon doesn't give you shivers, please find lots of strange goodies and buy us a bag of entrails on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/midnightlibrarypod. Be sure to put pod on the end, or you'll land on a boring copycat. If you already support the Midnight Library, well, you already know how much we love you. Thank you.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.